Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
We're talking with Lori Gilbertson today, former prosecutor, talking about the Chad and Lori Daybell cases, because they are two separate cases, two separate trials, really pertaining obviously to the same thing, the murder of Lori's children and her ex-husband. And all the other dark, weird, zombie-ish things that are surrounding them. Lori, from your perspective, as a former prosecutor, obviously Lori Daybell did not waive her right to a speedy trial, as Chad did, which is why Chad's is going to be happening at a later date. But Lori's is getting underway right now. How does this affect things? Is it a good thing to go first? Is it a bad thing to go first? Or do we really not even know yet?
I don't think we know that yet. From a prosecutor's viewpoint, I want to try them together.
Yeah.
You know, from a prosecutor's viewpoint, having separate trials is something that you really don't like to do. You're going to have to be putting many of the same witnesses on over and over again, which then leads to the possibility of even minor inconsistencies when you get to the second trial. It is tough on witnesses to have to do that, you know, not necessarily say more kind of professional witnesses such as, you know, lab technicians or police officers or people that are very used to this, but more of the civilian witnesses who have to testify. It's not an easy thing to do. And so, you know, as a prosecutor, you don't want to have to put them through that more than once. And, you know, it's just harder to have to do it twice as a prosecutor. So that being said, with them separately, you do tend to try your strongest case first. So what I'm thinking as they're going into this is that they are prosecutors most likely hoping that the strength of their evidence aligns with the fact that Lori is the one who is going first. It looks like based on the fact that she was ready to move forward, her attorneys were ready to move forward, and that Chad waived his rights there. Another thing that can happen when you have cases split like this, and another strategy is to put the person on trial first who you want to eventually flip and have testify against the second defendant. Because once you get to trial, they see the evidence, the strong evidence you have against them. Often it becomes very real. They see what's happening. They see there may be a guilty plea and a longer sentence, and they come to you as a prosecutor and want to make a deal. I don't know if that's in the heads of these prosecutors here. And, you know, this case, honestly, Tony, it's just so weird, right? Yeah. It's just so strange with, you know, talking about, you know, thinking that they're possessed with zombies and all of, you know, all of the other things in it that I just have no idea where someone, what would be in someone's head, like Lori yeah. Daybell here. And if prosecutors would even feel comfortable employing that kind of strategy of wanting to flip her and use her because she may be just a completely incredible witness.
Well, and that's an interesting thing with this, because there's been some speculation that Chad may flip and testify yep. against her in her own trial first. The idea right. of her flipping and testifying against Chad, how logistically would that work in terms of a deal? If the trial is going on and she sees the evidence laid out in front of her, it's mid-trial, how would she flip it at that point? Is it more so, okay, once we get to sentencing, once we found you guilty, and if you're willing to make a deal to flip and testify against him, we're going to lessen your sentence? Or does it affect the actual plea in the trial or something? Could that change midway through?
It could happen a couple of different ways. It could happen the way that you just described, that it would be more of a sentencing recommendation after conviction. But generally after conviction, you know, prosecutors are generally pretty happy because you've got the conviction that you wanted, you hold all the cards. So she wouldn't have a whole lot of leverage right then. But, you know, really depending on how strong the case might be against Chad at that point, whether or not prosecutors would want to do that. So that's a way logistically that could happen as a sentencing recommendation to the judge. Once they, you know, may have decided that they would want her to cooperate. And then generally what you would do is her sentencing would be adjourned and just postponed until after she testified in his case. And then the prosecutors would be able to see had she fulfilled all of the terms that she had to in terms of her testimony and anything else that she needed to do with cooperation. And then they would ask the judge to sentence her after that. So you can see that, you know, I'm thinking of, you know, certain other cases in the news where that happens and you see someone's sentencing is adjourned over and over again. That is often because they are awaiting the cooperation to happen so that they can then be sentenced. Another way it could happen is during the trial, her attorneys could certainly approach the prosecutors. They could ask for an adjournment in the case. They would tell the judge that they need, you know, half a day. Or a couple hours, they would sit down with her and her attorney, see if something could be worked out. And then basically you would just declare a mistrial and move on from there. And it happens like that too. It just means the jury would end up being dismissed and there would be a mistrial and she would enter a plea of guilty. And there would not be a mistrial declared until she entered that guilty plea.
We had mentioned something earlier as well about Chad's trial and how putting witnesses up, how their testimony, it could, you put the risk there that there could be inconsistencies or could change. It could be, you know, a bit different than what it was in terms of testimony against Lori. It could be dramatically different. We're talking about humans here. And if we're talking about witnesses in this case that may have been kind of close to them, that also may have believed some of this stuff, or maybe still do believe some of this stuff outside of the Chad and Lori Daybell bubble. I think your risk may be kind of high with that happening here. Should one do that? Let's say Chad goes to trial. It's the same witness that testified in Lori's case. Let's say it is somewhat different, dramatically different, maybe even, or even slightly. Could that end up resulting in Lori getting a chance at a second trial if some of the if they could deem some of that information to have be different or changed significantly and not represented fairly or correctly in her own trial?
That is a really interesting question. I have not seen that happen in the cases that I've seen where trials have been split between, you know, one, between two, three, and sometimes even four defendants. I have never seen that happen. Mm-hmm. Often, you know, when you go into the case, you generally know, of course, the gist of what witnesses are going to say. You've prepared your witnesses. If there were something really dramatic that we're going to change, you know, we almost get back to kind of that Brady information.
Yeah.
You know, Lori would be absolutely entitled to that information. It's a public trial. They would have it, you know, but for something to rise to that level is really unusual. Mm-hmm. And what often happens is just because we're all human, yeah. You know, you tell a story five times, you may tell it a different way each time. And what I would often tell juries is that actually really lends credibility. Because if you are telling the same story in exactly the same way, it tends to be just more rehearsed. Not that it's not true, but it's kind of not as human. It's not as authentic. And so we expect that there might be minor inconsistencies when a witness is telling something over and over. And often those are just things that do not affect guilt or innocence. They do not affect witness credibility. They are just indicative of the fact that when you say something over and over, especially in something emotional like this, sometimes those details change. As for people that you said, maybe, you know, really deep into the kind of beliefs that Chad and Lori had, mm-hmm. You know, that's going to be the same either trial.
Sure.
And, you know, your hope as a prosecutor, you know, certainly your hope is that some of these people start to, as they see the trial, as they see the facts unfold, as they have more kind of factual knowledge of what's going on, that maybe they start to get out of that a little bit. And maybe their testimony becomes even clearer by the time the second trial rolls around for Chad.
One thing that I've been wondering about, and I'm curious if you've ever seen this, where evidence in a case, you know, starts to pile up against who's being prosecuted. I mean, this, again, as you said earlier, it's such a strange case. That one of the strange things I'm wondering about here is Lori's ability to stay in a state where she's able to participate in her own defense. And I'm wondering, you know, could there be a point in this where, or have you ever seen this, where something happens, some piece of evidence, some witness comes to testify, and it just kind of throws them over the edge back into a state where they're not able to participate in their own defense and are just not there? You know, she's already been deemed incompetent twice. Could we end up seeing that again midway through this trial? The one thing that really stands out to me and something that I would think may throw her over the edge would be if Chad were to testify against her and flip, and especially if she's still, from what we can tell, she's still very much in this belief system. I don't know it for a fact, but you look at her and you see the reactions that she has to Chad. We hear some of the phone calls that she's made from prison, albeit they're in the past a little bit, not very far. But if Chad were to come in and you know, totally say, you know, I made this stuff up. I thought this or that. I was wrong, you know, and it was horrible. But, you know, in his own defense, if he were to do something like that and completely shatter the illusion that she's living under, really just breaking down her belief system almost, that I could see making her shatter mentally. Have you seen that happen in a case before? And how does that play out if that were to take place?
I have not. I have seen it happen at trial, or actually just during the proceedings of a case where a defendant has been deemed competent. And in New York, you call that a 7:30 exam, meaning the defendant is examined by professionals, mental health professionals, and the standard is, you know, does the defendant understand what is going on in court, understand all the players, and is he able to communicate with and his attorneys and participate in his own defense. Mm-hmm. So I imagine the standards are quite similar in this case. So I have seen it where during proceedings, you know, there will be, much like Lori here, who's been declared incompetent twice, either a prosecutor, defense attorney, or sometimes even a judge will ask for that 730 exam and say, it doesn't seem like this person is able to continue. We need to be sure. And so the exam will be done. And based on the results, you proceed. Obviously, if the defendant is not competent to proceed, you don't proceed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the various logistical things happen in terms of custody and in terms of adjourning cases. And if they are ready to proceed and they are deemed competent, you go forward. So, you know, you ask about Lori in this case, and it's interesting because with the whole history of it, she's certainly drawn into this belief system from Chad. Mm-hmm. And this is like you said, this became her whole worldview. So almost, you know, it is, I don't think I'm overstepping to say it's cult-like. Mm-hmm. And if the person who to her is almost the leader of this cult, the one who brought her into it all, the one who, exposed all of this, or the one who, you know, really designed the world almost that she's living in. Mm-hmm. If that person were to come in and talk against her, whether he's saying that it's not true or he's doing other things that kind of crack that whole facade, I agree with you. You know, I don't, obviously, I would be speculating as to her mental health, but looking at it at the outset, that would seem to be a pretty earth-shattering thing for someone who may already be somewhat fragile.
Yeah.
So, you know, at that point, logistically, I think you adjourn the trial, you'd have to do an exam, you'd have to, you know, there's a difference between being emotional and being shattered and being competent to stand trial. And she can be emotional, she can be shattered, she can be fragile, and still very obviously know that she's in court, that these are her attorneys, that know exactly what's going on and be able to communicate with them. So there's a big difference between those two things. And it would really then be up to the judge, the prosecutor, and the defense attorney discussing it and figuring out how to proceed there. And there would also be, you know, from a prosecutor's point of view, I would certainly want to be sure that she would not be using any kind of emotion to try to get out of the trial by feigning any kind of incompetence. And I'd want to be sure about that.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Lori Gilbertson, former prosecutor, thank you so much for joining us and giving us your insight into the case of Chad and Lori Daybell, an exciting one that we're covering for you every single day. We have our correspondent, Laura Mathias, on the ground in the courtroom giving us updates, and we're going to be bringing you trial audio once that gets underway on this channel as well. In fact, if you want a complete channel only dedicated to the Daybells, you can find it. We have the link in the episode description right here. You can also search the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell or Demise of the Daybells, and you'll find it wherever you download podcasts. My name is Tony Bruschi. There's a lot more to come. Stay with us.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.